Chillicothe and Plant County boys basketball. Chillicothe playing the goal to the left, dressed in white, red numerals, black trim. Plant County will play the basketball goal to the right, the one in front of the stage. Chillicothe, the goal to the left. Ball is in the air. Watts with the tip. Chillicothe controls it, though. They work it over right side. Snyder goes to the hole. Oh, and a charge call right off the bat. Snyder took it hard to the hole. Collision with John Watts and Cade Snyder in the opening 10 seconds. Picks up the charge call. Going to the hoop from the right wing on a nice drive. Here comes Platt County. DeAndre Rollins, the senior point guard, brings it across the timeline. Works it left wing to Newberry. Up top to big Lucas Stanley, a stocky 6'4 junior. Looks like he spent some time in the weight room. Pass stolen and controlled by Snyder on the left wing. Picked Rollins' pocket. Up top to Walker Graves. He gets it to Willard. Willard loses a dribble. Picks it up off the floor. Goes to Snyder. Circle left. No score. Game just underway. Up top, Adler Marshall. Right side, Jack Willard. Fakes a tray. Looks over the situation. Goes to Trout. Trout pulls up free throw line. Nice pass through traffic into Graves. Graves put it up strong. Couldn't get it to fall. Referees with the whistle and a pushing off foul. Ed Graves well defended. The big man went up strong. Couldn't get it to fall. And then there's pushing off foul on the rebound battle. And that is on John Watts. That's going to be a fun match to watch in there as they defend Walker Graves. It's 25 Lucas Stanley. I don't know if he played football. If not, he should, because that'd be a fun. Put some pads. Let's see Stanley and Graves line it up in a three-point stance and see what happens. First free throw for Graves, no good. Second one, they say he was in the act of shooting. Second one rolls around the rim, doesn't fall. A minute into the game, still no score. Across the timeline with Kobe Cummins. Up top to Stanley. Stanley drives inside. Tried to dump it off underneath to 6'5 Watts. Stolen by Marshall. Trout spin move in the paint, puts it up. I think is that going to be a foul, or Trout going to call a foul on Platt County. And Zach Kraut will get a two-shot opportunity at the free throw line. That is on Tanner Newberry. His first, second team foul. Zach Kraut at the line. Two shots. First one is in, and Chillicothe's on the board. That took a minute, 7 seconds to get someone with a point. Second one for Trout. Pops his wrist, and that one dances around the rim and falls in. 2-0 Chillicothe on a pair of Zach Kraut free throws. Some backcourt pressure now. Goes through Rollins' fingertips. He saves it from going out of bounds into Willard's hands. Down court to Snyder. Snyder is stripped of the ball. And Cummins with a nice play, but he landed out of bounds. So Chillicothe's ball, low post right. Is a two-man press backcourt, and they forced an errant pass by Rollins and got the turnover. Chillicothe cranking up the heat here. Zach Kraut, low post right, lobs it up top to Willard. Back to Trout, looks off the tray, head fake, leaves it for Graves. Baseline three, no, off the rim, doesn't get it to fall for the big man. Rebound Watson, here comes the Pirates of Platt County, not Penzance. Cummins right wing, up top to Stanley. Circle left, Cummins goes to the hole. Referees with a whistle, a check it, that was Rollins to the hole. Took it through traffic, and that is going to be on Adler Marshall. 2-0 Chillicothe on a pair of free throws, and Rollins will try to equal that mark and tie the ball game up for Platt County. Fouls even at 2 apiece, 6:21 left, first quarter. Rollins' first one is in. Rollins will get a second one here. It's a two-shot foul. Second one is in, and it's a free throw contest, tied at 2 apiece. Across the timeline, Willard working against Rollins. Platt County 4-20 last year. 1-1 this year. Right side Snyder. Up top Graves. Three ball for the big man. Off the rim. Didn't get it to fall. Nice job. Rollins on the rebound. Down court in a hurry. Watts went to the hole. Forgot to bring the ball with him. Lost it out of bounds. Slipped off his fingertips as he was going for the layup through traffic. Ben Jones checks in now. A little height for Chillicothe. He'll get Adler Marshall out. And along came Jones. Pressure shown backcourt by Platt County. Trout shy of the timeline. Gives it back to Graves as the backcourt trailer. Snyder shy of the timeline. Gives it to Graves. Down court across the timeline to Willard. Nice press break. Left side, Zach Trout. And now there's a steal by Cummins. Cummins lays it up. Doesn't get it to fall. Graves with a nice rebound in traffic. Down court to Snyder. Zach Trout won an interference. Oh, that was sweet. Trout in front of him running interference for the defender, and Snyder just laid it up and in. Great teamwork. That brought a chuckle from one of the Hornet fans down the way there. There's a blocking foul now on Snyder. That's his second one, as Cummins will go to the line. 4-2 Chillicothe. Kobe Cummins, first trip to the free throw line tonight. First one's in. Wesley Brandsgard checks in. Snyder sets down with two early fouls. So we have Brandsgard, Jones, Graves, Willard, and Trout. 4-3. This would tie it up here. And that's what we got. All four of Platte County's points have come at the free throw line. Two-man pressure just shy of the timeline. Jones to Brandsgard. Brandsgard shy. Over to Jones. Across the timeline to Graves. Nicely done. No panic there. Just went about their business. Jack Willard goes through three defenders. Has a shot partially blocked, though. Nice dribble drive penetration. Loose basketball. That shot by Jones didn't fall. And here comes Chillicothe on defense. Platte County down court. Circle left to Cummins. Tried to feed Stanley. Pass stolen by Brandsgard. The freshman gets it down to Willard. Willard spin move. Lays it up. Doesn't get it to fall. Chillicothe a little cold in the shooting this afternoon. Up and down the court we go. And out of bounds, Newberry. And now the referees have a conference, and they corrected. It was definitely off of Newberry. So the official in front said one thing, didn't have the best view. The official on the wing had a conference, a little chit-chat with him, and that's why we have multiple officials to make sure we get the right calls. Nicely done by the officiating crew. Dribble drive through defense. Wesley Brandsgard weaved through the five defenders, light it up, and draws the foul. A bucket and a bonus coming up. Brandsgard, the freshman, looking impressive. And that is on Lucas Stanley, 25. Rollins checks out, and in for him is number 11, J.P. Post, a 5'9 junior. For Platte County. 6-4. Brandsgard hits it. It's a three-point play. Chillicothe dials up a 7-4 lead early on. Watts working with Post to break the Chillicothe press. Sewell has checked in for Chillicothe during that last intermission. And Cummins works it over to Post on the right wing. Up top, three ball. Newberry, nothing but net. Tanner Newberry dials up the tray and ties it back up, 7-7. Willard, it's a one-on-one contest, brings it across the timeline against Post, pulls up free throw line, left wing to Sewell, can't get it in to Jones like he'd like, goes up top to Graves, over to Willard, up top Sewell, looks off the tray, works over to the wing, up top to Jones, shucked the defender nicely, gets it underneath to Brandsgard, and what is the call? And it is on number 14, Kobe Cummins, his first. Checking in for Platte County, 33, Austin Gamble, a 6'3 senior. Chillicothe counters with a 6'7 Burke. Goes up top to Jonathan Burke. His pass stolen by Newberry. Tried the slam, missed it. The follow-up goes in, though. Cummins missed the slam. Gamble had the follow, though, and it's Platte County's first lead, 9-7. Willard across the timeline. And a contact foul. I heard him slap Jack's wrist from up here. You know, A slam dunk is fancy and fun, but in high school it is not necessarily a high percentage shot. Newberry checks out. Graves checks in and Burks checks back out. DeAndre Ragsdale, a 6 foot junior, checks in. Pass stolen by Platte County. Post works it left wing, working on Graves. Gets around Graves, nice drive to the hole, dumps it off the last minute. Probably should have shot it, loose basketball. Picked up, shot didn't fall that time for Gamble. No damage done. Chillicothe's Willard brings it across the timeline. Left wing, Brandsgard up top to Graves. This is sort of a wildcat wide open game so far. Not a lot of crisp half-court play. Now Chillicothe settles it down up top. 2-3, no checking. The man-to-man defense for Platte County. Three-pointer Willard knocked the back of the rim. Battle for the rebound. Lost out of bounds. I said Platte County touched it last. A lot of players coming in out of the game. Burke checks back in. Sewell checks back in. Joins Brandsgard. Trout and Burke checks back in. Brandsgard gets the inbounds pass, joined by Graves and Sewell. Brandsgard's shot doesn't fall from inside, but Trout finds the trash and puts it in the dumpster. Trout has four and ties it up, 9 apiece. 2 minutes left in an action-packed first quarter. Up top, Gamble goes right side to post. Cross court to Ragsdale. Nothing inside, has to pull it back out. Long range deuce doesn't fall for Watts. Weak side rebound by Cummins to keep it alive for the Pirates. Up top, Gamble over circle left to Cummins. And Ragsdale gets the points. Chillicothe in a first quarter battle, 11-9. Platte County leading Chillicothe by two. Trout pulls up the dribble on the wing, gets it inside to Graves. Graves up strong. The big man goes to work, and he rewards it with his first points of the night. Minute 15 left to play. First quarter tied at 11. Cummins up top of the circle. Goes circle left to Watts. Up top to Gamble. Right side, they dish across the paint. Ragsdale is shut off. They go back up top now to Watts. And Post settles it down. Right side to Cummins. Up top to Gamble. Circle left to Post. Dish inside, nothing for Watts. Baseline drive, loose basketball. Went off of, it bounced off of Graves and into Burke's hands. Burke didn't realize his heel was on the out-of-bounds line. Willard checks back in for Sewell. Platte County using a lot of players. LaCall Merrill, a 6'3 junior, checks in. And it will be Ragsdale inbounding. They get it in right wing up top to Post, around the horn to go, circle left. Ragsdale pulls up long range deuce. Burke with a nice rebound, does a nice job protecting it. And here comes Chillicothe. Burke up top, looks inside to Marshall, can't get it there, goes to Brandsgard left wing. Up top, Trout. Bounce past top of the circle. Willard will set it up one more time, standing in the midcourt circle. We've got 20 seconds left, tied at 11 apiece as the first quarter winding down. Willard looking at Post the defender. A chess match going on right now. Now Willard slides to his right, goes to the right wing. Lobs it up top to Trout. Trout, three-pointer with 2 seconds, doesn't get it to fall. And that is how the game comes to an end. Had a good look at it, couldn't convert. We're back in 60 seconds, tied at 11 apiece on KCHI.